WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Our topic is the U.S. National Whitewater Center in Charlotte, and our guest this morning is the Charlotte Observer's Fred Clayson Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and thanks for having me.
If you will, take us back to the beginning for why the Whitewater Center, a public destination in the region, popular during these warm months, why the water activities, the water channels had to be closed.
The water activities were shut down after an 18-year-old girl from Ohio who had visited the center died from a rare brain infection. The infection is caused by a water amoeba that is commonly known as a brain-eating amoeba. The CDC came in and tested the water after her death, and it found the highest levels it had ever recorded of this amoeba in the waters at the Whitewater Center.
When all of this news broke, one of the things I remembered is that the Whitewater Center had talked about how they felt like they had taken all the proper steps when it comes to maintaining their water, the center's filtration system. They thought they had made proper steps. Why were they wrong?
They had repeatedly said that their filtration system and the other steps that they took to make the water safe were 99.9% secure against this amoeba and other waterborne illnesses. But after this death, it became rather apparent that their filtration system was wholly inadequate to take care of this amoeba and other issues in the water. The biggest obstacle to keeping the water safe is the turbidity of the water, or essentially the gunk that gets in the water from people using it. This could be from naturally occurring organisms because the park is outdoors and kind of in the woods. This could be from sweat, from urine that people leave in the water, from anything. And this built up. And when the center would try to chlorinate the water or filtrate it in other ways, the turbidity essentially prevented those systems from effectively eliminating the amoeba. And so there were a lot of amoeba built up into those water channels that people use for rafting and kayaking and other things.
Well, of course, the CDC came back with their report at that same time. And to follow, Fred, what was the reaction and then steps that were taken by officials in Mecklenburg County and on the state level?
Mostly, they tried to move to reassure the public. They repeatedly said that the amoeba was, you know, naturally occurring. It's commonly found in fresh water bodies in throughout the Southeast and throughout really the southern portion of the United States. They pointed out repeatedly again that infections are very rare, but they are fatal. But I do think that they were surprised that the CDC found such high levels and that when they took 11 samples, all 11 came back positive for the amoeba. I think they were taken aback that there were issues with how the water channels are designed because they're shallow and they're in the sun. They heat up very quickly, and these amoeba thrive in these shallow waters. They thrive in hot conditions, especially over 80 degrees. I think their reaction was one of surprise. I think, too, they thought we better take the long view of this, and so I think they're taking their time. Step one, they took this weekend, which was to try to get rid of the water that was still at the park and remove it, drain it, and dump it into the Catawba. Step two is working with consultants to figure out what sort of engineering changes they may need to make or what sort of filtration issues they may need to take care of. Step three will be figuring out when it is safe for people to return to the park and do water activities.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. We're talking about the U.S. National Whitewater Center in Charlotte, and one of the reporters from The Observer that has been staying on top of this for some time now is our guest, and that is Fred Clayson Kelly. Fred, you were just talking a moment ago about that water being disposed of, possibly in the Catawba River. There are some concerned citizens and groups that are stepping forward about that taking place.
Kind of scary when you hear brain-eating amoeba being dumped into a waterway that you may live by or that you may recreate in. There were concerns voiced by local government groups, by residents. A number of towns, including Rock Hill and Belmont, get their drinking water from the Catawba. They wanted assurances that this water could be dumped into the river in a safe manner that wouldn't hurt anybody else. the county, from their perspective, says they went above and beyond to make sure this process was safe. They say that they simply could have poured the water in and the dilution would have took care of it, but they took the extra steps of chlorinating the NEPA contaminated water and dechlorinating it before putting it into Catawba. They're also conducting a number of tests at several sites to make sure that the water levels are safe and that everything looks like it's an okay to go.
This center was not only popular for families and visitors of all type to be there and enjoy it, to cool down, especially this time of year, and to take part in the water activities, but also even a training ground for Olympians and so forth.
Oh, yes, it has. The Whitewater Center has become a jewel of Charlotte tourism. And you can tell since this place has closed, if you go online on social media and you look at the quotes from people in the paper, they miss the place. Many of them can't wait for it to reopen. The center at one time didn't meet its attendance goals and it suffered financially through the recession, but it came out of it stronger. They started adding concerts, opened and expanded their restaurants. They serve beer. So a lot of people go out there and they have community, they have regulars, and people come from across the country to ride the water rapids, to do the zip lines and other activities.
Fred, I know it's still an unknown thing, but any kind of estimate of when this all could wrap up and the National Whitewater Center could be ready to let those water channels flow again?
The county has given no firm date. They don't know when it will reopen. Sort of when they're not in front of the cameras, the indications are it's going to be a while. It's going to be several weeks. They view it as sort of a three-prong process, and draining the water like they did this weekend was just step one. That process took several weeks, and I think you can assume the other two steps will also take several weeks. You might be into the fall or winter before they give the okay to reopen the water feature. And at that point, a lot of people don't use the rafting feature. There is some concern that you might be into next year before folks can use that again.
Fred Clayson Kelly of the Charlotte Observer, thank you so much for updating us on the happenings of the U.S. National Whitewater Center in Charlotte as a part of More to the Story today.
Thank you for having me.
Prior More to the Stories are also available as podcasts on our website. Visit wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster for More to the Story.